Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location, they're now open and taking appointments. Fishcake, CB, and JP. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some college football is Houston Nutt, now college football analyst for the CBS Sports Network. You can catch him throughout the season on Inside College Football. Texas A&M takes on Alabama for the SEC Game of the Week, Saturday at 3:30. What's up, Coach?
Hey, how we doing?
So right now, college football looks to me that there's three or four teams that have just separated themselves, and Alabama, of course, is one of them, and teams don't even look like they can compete with them. Can Texas A&M make it a game this weekend?
You know, one thing that's been impressive about Texas A&M, let's go back to the Clemson game. I thought Jimbo Fisher really had his team ready to go. We know how good Clemson is. Their front seven is probably as good as there is in the country. You know how explosive they are. But I thought A&M really played hard and played with so much energy and really had a chance to win the game. Now, saying all that, they're going to a tough place to play, playing this team that there's no one that says next better than Coach Saban, and he says next. He lost so many players last year on the defensive side, and you'd think the average coach and team would say, oh, my goodness, I lost 8-9 starters, most of them to the NFL. How in the world am I going to replace this team? He does it. And these names, you know, especially in the secondary, we're starting to learn. They're starting to grow on us. But it starts at that front. They're always good in the line. And this is a very tough place to go play. And but I do think Texas A&M will play with some energy and play with some confidence. I think this will be a good football game.
Now, Coach, you could argue that A&M had opportunities to win that game against Clemson, right? Alabama's a 28.
That's right.
Alabama's a 28-point favorite over A&M. I mean, I can't believe what Alabama did to Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss like they were an FCS team, right? And that's a pretty explosive Ole Miss team with NFL receivers on it.
Yeah, and Ole Miss got on the board first, and then it was lights out.
Right. I mean, that's unbelievable. What was more surprising, that score or the fact that A&M played tight with Clemson?
Well, to me, it was A&M playing tight with Clemson, because I didn't know what to expect. I just thought Clemson would win by 25 or 30. I really did. But, you know, you see how hard they play and really to give themselves a chance in the fourth quarter, really it impressed me. And you mentioned Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss gets on the board first, as you mentioned, and they think things are going to be fine. But lo and behold, you know, here comes Alabama, and I mean, just – so the execution and precision of everything is just awesome. And they can beat you in so many ways, whether it be on defense, special teams, or offense. And now with Tua Tagovailoa, this guy is just something how he can get the ball down the field now.
Yeah. So if Alabama, let's just say they destroy A&M, they cover the point spread, they win the game by 30. What would that tell you, Houston Nutt, about the difference between Alabama and Clemson?
Well, you know, sometimes it's hard to compare games, but the thing that we've grown accustomed to, that we're getting used to, every year, Coach Saban has the number one recruiting class or close to it the last 5 or 6 years. And so I've never seen a coach to be able to just keep the foot on the pedal the way he does. And when he wins a national championship, it's about 24 hours and they're right back at it, where most coaches will take a deep breath. So what it tells me is this, that he knows how to reload. He knows how to develop them. And they've just been so dominant. This team has been dominant the last few years, and they're just they're big-time winners.
So Jimbo Fisher leaves Florida State for Texas A&M. Willie Taggart steps in. So far, it's been an abject disaster. They've been dominated by Virginia Tech. They get blown out on the road against Syracuse. They had a squeaker against Samford. Not Stanford, Samford. And after a relative cupcake.
Not Stan, Sam.
Right. NIU comes to Tallahassee this week. But after that, they have to go to Louisville. They have to go to Miami. They're home to Wake. And then they have to go to number three Clemson. So it's only going to get tougher for Taggart and company at this point.
It is. It is. You know, sometimes change is hard, and the transition isn't a smooth one. And, you know, we've seen some coaches, you know, when you look at some big-time names, you know, Scott Frost did a tremendous job at UCF. You look at Chip Kelly. We all know about his resume at Oregon. And now, you know, Willie Taggart taking over Florida State. You know, things hadn't gone well. And sometimes, you know, the change is very, very hard for an 18, 19, 20-year-old that are changing terminology, they're changing philosophy, changing the packages on offense and defense. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. And, of course, you know, the fan base, everybody wants to win yesterday. Patience is not one of those words that anybody wants to hear. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned Chip Kelly, and they're struggling, right? They're off to an 0-3 start, and now even parents are starting to get involved. Michael Robinson, the father of the starting quarterback there, he's now criticizing Chip. Called him a million-dollar coach who bears no responsibility, goes on and on and on. I never understand that. I mean, you're just making that situation chaotic. There's no way that helps your son and your son's relationship with the coach, even if the coach loves the kid. Have you ever had a situation like that? How would you handle that?
I have had a situation like that. You know, it's tough because it is such a big distraction. And, you know, as the head coach, you know, you're responsible for about 125 players and responsible for putting the team out there and putting the best players out there. And you're trying to win. And, you know, it's very difficult. It's always hard when there's that kind of distraction. But that's what losing does. That's the thing that's so difficult. It's such a bitter pill to swallow when things aren't going right. It seems like there's always more people in the training room. There's more people that got a problem outside of football. It's amazing when you're winning. Hey, things are going great, and you don't hear from parents, and everybody's happy, and they're going to school, and everybody's not in the training room. They want to play, and so. You know, it's just that's the difference to me. It's a fine line between winning and losing. But I think the biggest thing a coach has to do is, hey, look, your biggest responsibility is you're responsible for that team and putting the best players you possibly can out there on that field to win.
Well, the other thing, Coach, that you didn't have to deal with was the social media factor. I mean, guys really have to, parents have to, and coaches too, have to think about what they're saying before they press send. And sometimes they don't. They just react.
And if you put it out there, you could delete it. It's out there forever. People screen cap it. It's not going away.
I mean, sometimes these parents are so pissed off, Coach, you know it. And if they're so pissed off at you, they're going to send something out there. And an hour later, they probably wish they didn't. But that's the other thing that you didn't have to deal with as much.
Yeah, not as much. It got started.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, but now, it's as you say, it's at a whole different level. No question about it. And you almost need one guy to kind of monitor just what your players are saying, you know, about the upcoming opponent, all those things, much less parents. But, no, you're exactly right. You know, it's just one more thing. It's one more distraction. And that's where when you shut that door, that team room, and you turn all phones off and you say, hey, it's you and I, especially when you have a bad loss. Hey, look, nobody's patting you on the back right now. So it's about us, and it's us against the world, and you have that attitude, and you try to give them the best plan to win, and that's all you can do. And I tell you, it's hard to let go of that outside noise when there's so much going on.
All right, Coach, we know you got to go. Let's talk next week. A lot of big games next week to talk about, including Ohio State and Penn State. All right?
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Sounds good.
All right,
thank you.
Coach Houston Nutt, now a college football analyst for CBS Sports Network. You can catch him on Inside College Football, Texas A&M, Alabama's 3:30. 28-point line, man. Is Tua the leading Heisman candidate right now?
I don't know if he's the leader.
Still
he's
early.
Certainly,
the
still
quarterback
too early.
From Oklahoma, Murray.
How tall is Tua?
I mean, Will Greer's in the mix.
I don't think he's that tall.
Because he's probably 6 foot.
Six foot, but yeah. And Kuiper has him as the number one ranked prospect right now for the 2020 class. Number one.
I know I put a lot of stock in Elite 11.
Hard to pick against
Trent Dilfer fell in love with him in Elite 11.
Right.
I couldn't believe the, at Alabama. I couldn't believe the whipping that they put on Ole Miss, because Ole Miss struck first. They hit the long touchdown pass on Bama, and then Bama just poured it on. I mean,
well, they're just on another
unstoppable.
Level. I mean, this is the best offense he's had, certainly the best quarterback.
And that
he's
was
had.
On the road. That was at Ole Miss.
I know. That's an Ole Miss team that, granted, they played Texas Tech and an FCS school, but they scored 50 and 77.
Yeah.
All right. They got NFL receivers. A.J. Brown will be a first-round pick. And they played them like they were a high school varsity team.
What are your late games? Because I'm coaching on Saturday. I'll probably miss
Stanford,
a good Oregon's, portion of the early
Stanford, games. Stanford-Oregon is probably the one late game, 8 o'clock game that you're going to want to see. It's a big game in the
Bryce
Pac-12.
Love will be back.
Bryce Love will be back. Yeah, he missed. They played Cal Davis last week. He missed that game, but he'll be back for that game. Yep.
He hasn't really popped this year, has he?
He had one down game, and then he had a pretty big game in week two.
But nothing like last year.
No, but it's still early. I mean, they've only played three games, and he missed one. This will be telling.
What time?
Oregon played San Jose last week, and their quarterback, Justin Herbert, was awful. In the first half, it's one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. Now, he played much better in the second half, but that was clearly a look-ahead spot to this game because they were not ready to play that game.
What time did the Terps play? This is the bare whole season.
Noon. I think it's noon.
Is it noon?
The Nooner against the Gophers are in town.
I mean, this is the whole season right here. You lose this one, you just no need to even
the whole season and whether it's going to be respectable or an embarrassment.
Right, because you got four guaranteed losers already on the schedule. Yeah. You know, this is the way it plays out until proven otherwise.
They got to be better. Just like we
is
said,
your
this
fourth game. Michigan State?
They yeah. Might be able
Michigan
to,
State got upset by Arizona State.
They might
so
be able to squeak against Michigan
know.
State at home.
I would say
they
that
lost
that
to
is
Temple.
Unlikely.
They got smoked
was a,
by
trust
Temple.
Trust me, it's a bad look.
Yeah, it's one thing to lose, but to get they smoked
got,
by
they got mauled by him.
You know cannot what? Be.
It's a teaching moment. This is where they turn it around a little bit.
Oh, well, let's hope.
You have to hope so.
Let's hope. Because like we say, the Skins are going to play better this week than they did last week. You got to think Maryland plays better offensively than they did last week.
Yeah, Kasim Hill had a bad day.
Oh, he was terrible.
And I think he's pretty good, too, so I think he'll bounce back. And they got going with McFarland late. Maybe go get him going a little earlier. We need that Joshuan Jones, whatever his name is. We need to get him off like he did in week one against Texas.
You know, Anthony McFarland, who went to DeMatha, he got hurt his senior year.
Right.
And then did he break his leg or break
something
his
like
arm? He got hurt and then redshirted. He was recruited by teams like Georgia. Mm-hmm. And Alabama.
No, he was a big seller.
And Auburn. He was recruited by the big SEC schools.
Yep.
Decided to stay at home, obviously. So I think they got to get him more in the mix.
Get him more involved early.
Yeah, I would think.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Rick Fox, former L.A. Laker, will join us. Les Carpenter, who covers the Redskins for 106.7 The Fan, will join us coming up at 9:20 right here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks again to Houston Nutt for joining us to talk some college football. Of course, we hit the Skins in the 7 o'clock hour. We did the Power Poll, talked a lot of NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a perfect time to mix it up, open up the entertainment page.
You got it,
Touching the Hollywood
these?
Music scene. Get the latest celebrity scoop.
You know what's so annoying? Is these? You know, we got to buy new headphones all the time.
Yep.
The cable's going bad on this one.
Right. Got to buy new silly.
I don't even really need new headphones. I just need a new cable. It's the cable.
Well, buy a new cable, Ricky.
Hey, you're doing spots for a cable company.
Yeah. Different sort of cable.
They don't sell this kind of cables. God.
What does that cost you? $5 on Amazon?
I know. I need it like ASAP. Ugh, so annoying.
EB, don't go see A Simple Favor. You won't like
I'm
it.
Not going to see it. You gave it 3 stars, but
yeah,
I almost
I'm officially
sound
out on that movie
Didn't
now.
Kevin give it 4?
May have.
That's just way too high.
I don't
high.
Think he did.
He didn't? I thought he gave him 4.
Let me go check.
Anyway, Rotten. I checked. Rotten's given an 83%.
Oh, it was.
All those nerds on Rotten Tomatoes liked it. But you know what? It's not very good.
I thought it was in the 60s. I just must have mixed up movies.
It should be in the teens.
All right, boys. Burt Reynolds is in the news.
How Burt could Reynolds, he be in the news? He's no longer with us.
Well, they're kind of he's cremated now, and apparently he's going to be buried at sea. The family plans to scatter his ashes over the ocean. Now that's not. That's a different guy. What is that? What are the different references to be buried at sea, or what do they call that? What they did with Bin Laden? What did they call that?
That's a burial at sea.
That's where they just
dumped his body. They took it out on like a big like this Navy destroyer and dumped it in the ocean.
And that's considered buried at sea.
Yeah.
And that was scattering your ashes also considered buried at sea.
They don't go below the ocean.
They're not going down there digging a hole. They just drop the body.
We've done this bit before.
Right? No, I know. But so being buried at sea is just dumping the body in the ocean, or
either
scattering the ashes.
Either one works. Or there's also the variant, the Viking burial.
Yes, and you're going to go there.
They throw you in a wooden boat, and then they light it on fire, and then it ships out, and that's how you're. That's your final destination, I guess.
Jason, you were correct. Kevin gave a simple favor, a 4 out of 5. He gave White Boy Rick a 2.5 and The Predator a 2.
Yeah, well, he was off on Simple Favor. But
what were you going to say, Drabby?
What, did it say anything? I thought he was getting buried in the Trans Am.
Well, that's what they had said before, that they wanted to have this,
looking
big,
forward to that.
This big funeral and all this, $2 million. Well, now they're just going to scatter the ashes.
Well, yeah, maybe they put his body in a trunk and a brick on the gas pedal and went off a dock.
Maybe his estate was a little bit felted.
Right.
Maybe they had these grand plans and realized, well, I mean, when's the last time Burt Reynolds has been in a big movie? Maybe the money's drying up.
I know none of us watch this, but there was this Bravo reality show, I guess called Online Dating Rituals. And one of the guys who's like a doctor on the show, I don't know, he's an orthopedic surgeon. Right? He's 38 years old from Newport Beach. He and his girlfriend have been charged with raping two women. And apparently what they do is they drug them. They go to all these festivals, like Burning Man or whatever, and they're a really attractive couple. The guy's 38. His girlfriend is like 32, I think. She's a smoke show. And they go around, and they meet chicks, and they drug them, and they're saying there could be more than 1,000 victims.
Oh, 1,000?
1,000.
Jesus.
Says reality show surgeon, 38, and his girlfriend, 32, are charged with raping two women on film, used their good looks to snare more than 1,000 victims and traveled to Burning Man for prey.
So they were already arrested?
They've just been arrested, I think, earlier this month.
Just do the numbers to get to 1,000.
Wow.
You got to be doing that.
The district attorney, Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis, said at a news conference that the women might have felt a sense of security around the pair because they're clean-cut, good-looking. They believe the duo traveled to bars and restaurants in Newport Beach for victims, also hunted their prey at festivals over the past few years, including Burning Man, the Dirty Bird Campout Festival, Cakes.
Well, that sounds terrible.
And the Splash House Festival in Palm Springs. Yeah, I don't think they saw any falcons there.
No.
So they would just get these kids drunk?
And then slip them something,
slip them,
I guess.
Something to take advantage of.
Yeah, the doctors, they probably have access to.
Grant Robichaud and Sarissa Riley.
Yeah.
Hurting.
Yeah. It's a show, right? Terrible story. Unbelievable.
I bet you Sarissa's kind of hot when she's smiling. She's not smiling in the mugshot.
No, she is. She's an attractive girl. No doubt about it. Although she's doing that fish lips thing, you know.
Yeah.
She's pursing the lips.
Yeah.
I hate that, the fish lips. My kids do it all the time.
That's the EB poses every time on the gram.
Yeah.
At least make that a GIF. Yeah. NBC Sports Washington.
How many times my kids do the fish lips?
Yeah.
My daughter does it, I get so bitter.
Right.
Even though fish don't technically have lips, they have zero lips, kind of like John Fox.
Why do we call it fish lips then, huh?
I don't know.
Right? It's a good point.
You stand by John Fox has no lips?
I mean, just Google a picture of him. The former Carolina Panthers.
I saw him on TV yesterday because he's now an analyst on ESPN.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the whole lip situation.
This is why I know he's an idiot. He says the Giants are still going to come back and win the division.
He's probably... Imagine a rotisserie.
It only came back.
Imagine a rotisserie chicken that's been sitting out for 9 days on like your kitchen island.
Yeah.
He's probably that dry. on TV. That's how I imagine
He's not horrible. He's got a little energy.
Super dry Bickle. And boring. Just like his offense.
Doesn't the DA have to change his last name? Rockakakakis is not working.
It's not great.
It's like, just
short
not
it to Rock.
I told you.
Just Rockus. Go with Rock.
Just Tony
I don't know how
Rock.
To say it.
Or just Rockus.
I don't know how
but
to say it.
To have the extra AS in there.
Rockakakis?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Cakes, it must be nice to be Drake, your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
He apparently had just performed, I think, in Philly.
Okay.
On his Mammoth Aubrey and the Three Migos tour. He arrived.
He was just here in D.C. recently, too.
He arrived at the Dare nightclub on Sunday, played five of his sillies at 3 a.m. Apparently, they then headed to Scores inside the Hard Rock. But they decided it was too full, so then they went inside to go gambling in Atlantic City.
Scores, man.
And they say that that Drake probably, I don't know how long he was there, but he put down close to 200K. So
he won 200K?
No, lost 200K.
Oh, well, that's like $2 falling out of your pocket.
They say he probably
was
still.
Was it funny money?
He still had a nice chunk of change left over from his appearance fee. Earlier.
I can only imagine that appearance fee.
But when he was there,
I get horny thinking about our appearance fee, let alone his.
He decided on a whim to go gambling. He was supposed to go to Scores. And when he did that, they opened up a restaurant just for him, private party, started serving him all his food and everything. And then they opened up a private room to gamble.
Didn't I also see a nugget about him recently that he had dinner, I think, where they shut down the entire restaurant because he was wining and dining an 18-year-old? It's called the Drabby.
Yeah, you know what's weird too is that he's like befriended Millie Bobby Brown,
okay, from Stranger Things. Yeah,
and she's like 14 or 15,
right?
So, on the heels of being caught hanging out with an 18-year-old, and
not being caught. I mean, it's legal.
Yeah.
It's a little
being
dicey.
Photographed.
Have you guys? Right. It was here in D.C. It was RPM Italian, a restaurant in D.C. that they shut down for his 18-year-old girlfriend Bella Harris.
Hmm.
She is silly.
See, I told you. It's the Drabby. That's the move.
Now, this isn't entertainment related, but I saw this yesterday. It was tweeted, and I retweeted it. Did you guys see the viral video of the bear that got stuck in the car?
Minivan. I did see that, yeah.
It was
in a minivan, and then the dad was going to go open the door and let the car and then run away.
Right.
And as he started to unlock the door, the bear just burst through the window. And by the way, it wasn't a baby bear.
No,
it was
big
the biggest bear I've ever seen,
ever.
And apparently the bear must use his hands to manipulate the door to get in the vehicle.
Well, bears are butt smart. You think they're dumb. They're smart animals.
Do they have silly hands?
Who knows?
They got nails this long.
Do they?
If Josh Doctson had a bear's hands,
right, we'd
he'd
be silly.
Catch 15 touchdowns
How
a
does
year.
That thing get inside the, like, what was, I guess there was food in it?
Dude, when I was on a trip
out west. Why
would a
bear want to get inside of a minivan?
Because they smell food.
It was a food.
When
honey.
I was out west on a trip with my kids in one of the national parks, I think it was in Utah.
I mean, it
they
is
said bears are so smart.
It's a
they
great
catch,
vid.
They catch a whiff of food in a car, they will climb on top of the car. And they will start shaking the car, and they'll bend the frame of the car so they can pry open the door to get in and get the food.
Yeah.
They don't mess around with it. When they tell you that bears will come
to here, watch
your
this video right here.
To smell food,
these
you got to lock up the food.
I mean, look at this video right here.
That's a big ass bear.
I should have told Doug so he could put it on NBC Sports Washington. Here you go. There's the dad. He's trying to give him. And then the bear just says, F that.
Right.
Just pokes his head through the glass.
And boom,
it bursts Khalil everywhere.
Mack climbs out of the minivan.
Like, he looks bigger than Khalil Mack.
He's about three times the size of the bear on College Game Day. That's a big boy.
Oh, my God. When I saw that, that just freaked me out.
That's by the way, the upset in this entertainment page is he didn't lead off with the Donald Trump junk description.
Because I'm not into that stuff. You guys
are not into it.
I'm not.
I don't know anybody who's more into it.
Valdez is the guy.
You're not into it.
Valdez is the guy.
We're over Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels is reporting
that Trump's junk looks like. Can I even say? Can I describe it? No, I'm describing it.
Well, you can't really. Yeah, you can't really describe it after.
Yeah,
you
but it's like
talked
from a character from Mario Kart. Apparently, it's butt ugly. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, is anybody surprised? It's not like he's an attractive guy.
For you to say you're not into it, I mean, that's been the lead on.
You know what? Maybe
many of your EPs have been leading with. Tiger Woods is junk.
We all mature. We all mature.
You've evolved. Yeah.
Listen, I think we've already seen all the. I saw Tigers.
Dustin Johnson, he's the number one right now.
He's the holy grail. That's one you're
Once you've seen
out.
Tigers, we've seen Tigers. We've seen
We've seen LeBron.
Our in-studio guest, Eric, looks very
uncomfortable.
We've
got a high school kid in here.
We apologize to you and to your mom.
Once you see Tigers, man, I mean, what else is there? That's the holy grail. That was it. So, you know, I'm out on that. It's a Valdez bit now. I'm officially punching
out. He's carrying the torch, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm officially retired.
Wait, Valdez told you he had Tom Brady's, a picture of
Tom
Brady.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see it.
I think I already saw his. There's some, like, sun pictures of his when he's out he's out sunbathing. Yeah, Google it. You missed it. Google Tom Brady. It's
he
like,
may have evolved, but he's still quite the fountain of information.
No, you don't remember that? He was like nude sunbathing. It was like very.
Yeah, but
like,
that was his bum.
No, I think you could see his Bozak.
By the way, I didn't tell you, there's a scene in Simple Favor where Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively are making out.
Mm-hmm.
That might be worth going to see.
Really?
That might be worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
You're going to bump it up to 3.5
It's
parlays?
Only for like 8 seconds, but
it needs a lot. It takes a lot more than 8 seconds.
And you know what? There's not
buddy.
Much tongue in it, but it's pretty close.
Right. Did you get a little bit sized?
Oh, yeah.
Did you give T a kiss after that?
No. It might be worth the $5.
You were thinking naughty thoughts when you saw that.
What do you think Teresa's screen? Thinking when she sees that?
I was thinking, who do you think enjoys it more, Blake Lively or Anna Kendrick?
That's what you were thinking?
I think Lively probably.
You think, yeah. She's...
Who do you think's more sexual, like more into it?
Definitely Lively.
Yeah.
Who's she married to?
Ryan Reynolds,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't think Kendrick is married.
Don't think so.
She's divorced, I think.
Kendrick is?
I think that's true.
Right.
What do you think Teresa's thinking when she sees that?
Don't know. Didn't ask her.
You're in too much of a trance watching what was going on.
She's eating her junior mints. She's not paying attention.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. I get it. NFL ratings hold steady despite a new low for Monday Night Football. Ratings for the NFL's first 13 telecasts this season are holding their own against last year, despite the lowest Week 2 rating for Monday Night Football since the game started airing on cable 2006, and I'm blaming part of it on the daggone broadcasters.
I'm going to tell you this. I watched Monday Night Football.
They're the worst cakes.
I don't think they're the worst. I like Tessitore. I like Booger McFarlane. Jason Witten is nondescript.
He is a zilch.
But I like Tessitore's
Tessitore confident,
a lot.
He's like a pro.
I think he's charismatic.
You think Tessitore, he's got charisma?
Yeah, he does boxing. He does other events.
It doesn't mean he's got charisma.
I like him like I like Kevin Harlan.
Mm.
I think Tessitore's really good. And I think Booger McFarlane's really good. It's just unfortunate that Booger McFarlane's not the color commentator. I wonder if they would have the balls to just fire Jason Witten and move Booger McFarlane.
Well, they're not going
to
do it midseason.
Because if you had Tessitore and Booger McFarlane, that's a good broadcast.
Maybe.
I can't believe they just get complete zilches the Monday Night Football game.
I did notice
complete
that.
Complete unknowns.
And I don't know, maybe there's like just note cards that he's looking at. But he's definitely looking.
I think
off.
He's reading.
He's not looking at Tessitore's eyes when he's talking.
I think someone's holding.
He's looking
two
a little
cards.
Further right,
like Saturday Night Live.
Correct.
That's how hurting he is.
Like our NBC Sports Washington promo reads.
Exactly. I mean, ours are under the camera though. His off. The
no,
side.
I don't think there's a teleprompter. Like he's not reading word
no,
for word.
No, I think it's cue cards.
There's cue cards, like little notes.
Yeah, it looks hurting. It looks trifling. Now, if they make it look better, I'm fine with that.
It's his first year.
But Sunday's games
Might
were
be
actually
last too,
yeah, Sunday's games. The ratings were actually above a year ago. I know the narrative is the NFL's dying, and the narrative is too much politics. The NFL is suffering because of the politics and the kneeling. Well, Sunday's games were actually up, but Monday Night Football dragged it down to make it even.
Right. Let me see. The Emmys.
I think Monday Night Football is dying because, and this has been for years. But they moved off the networks. They moved over to ESPN, and it became less special. You got Thursday night games. You got Sunday night games. Monday night is not a special event anymore.
Not like it used to be. That's for sure. The Emmys left Mac Miller off their In Memoriam tribute cakes, and people were upset by that. I mean, he wasn't an actor. So I don't know why he would be in there.
No, but I think they gave a tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Right.
And John McCain.
Right. Okay. Maybe they should have. I know a lot of people were huge Mac Miller fans.
And AWOD says he's in Scary Movie 5. I don't know what that means, but.
Is that true?
Yeah, it came out straight to Netflix, and him and Snoop Dogg are in a scene together.
All right. Apparently now, Jason, you can bet on whether or not Paulina Gretzky will be alongside Dustin Johnson at the Ryder Cup. Yes, plus 180.
The one
no.
in Congressional? Hey, Matt, why don't you tell your Ryder Cup
not
story?
The one in, not the one in Congressional
in like
2036.
Did you hear about his Ryder Cup story?
No.
Oh. It's actually kind of sweet.
So,
but
so my wife, Laura, she came home like kind of all distraught. I go, what, you know, what's going on? She goes, I wanted to do something so special for you because I get size for you. And then
it's amazing she gets size for
you. I know. And she says, I was thinking about Christmas and, you know, maybe
wow,
your
birthday. Really thinking ahead.
And maybe your birthday. So I go online and I go to SeatGeek and StubHub and I'm trying to get, and I saw that the Ryder Cup is going to be at Congo. And she said, I was going to buy you four tickets so you and your buddies could all go and hang out and grow it up at Congo for the Ryder Cup. And I couldn't find them for sale anywhere. Do you know where they're selling them?
Right.
And I go, babe, it's not until 2036.
Right.
I might be dead.
I mean, SeatGeek is awesome, but they don't have events in 2036 up on sale quite
what have
yet.
You done to get her so sized?
I don't know.
You don't even really give the Rooney very often.
Every now and then.
Right. I mean...
She
I don't
gets
know.
Iced.
What does she get? What do you do for her?
It's a good
he
question.
Cooks.
Huh?
Yeah, cooks.
You do cook because she doesn't cook, right?
No, she
you
does not.
You and Drabby
cook.
Both married wives, girls that don't cook.
I think about it all the time.
You botched it, man. You botched it.
Yeah.
Why don't you? You will
she,
send her to
if
cooking
she ever
school.
Dies, then my, you
that's
know,
your next one.
Number
you were
one
so
criteria.
Focused on hot. You just really wanted
young
hot.
And hot.
Yeah.
Didn't take anything else
we
into
didn't,
consideration.
We didn't look at we didn't look at the skill factor.
Didn't look at the big picture.
Yeah. Right. So if she dies,
yeah.
you're gonna some my, some my practical
my
things.
Online dating profile.
Yeah.
We'll make sure to be looking
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, your next girlfriend's
what about
on
this?
Top
what
chef.
What if we send her to cooking school?
Ooh. Yeah, like culinary school.
You know,
does
can
that
we do that?
Does that fix? Yeah. Does that fix lazy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lars,
so your
Lars
next
mom
wife is gonna be Rachel Ray.
Lars' mom is probably one of the best chefs I've ever been around.
Yeah,
like
right.
everything fresh. She can make anything
right.
out of scratch.
Right, right.
Lard didn't absorb
out of scratch
or from scratch.
From
whatever.
Scratch, right? Out of scratch.
Out of scratch.
Lard
out
didn't,
of scratch.
Lard didn't pull one single skill from that.
Yeah. Right.
Out of her 31 years.
Right.
What, nothing,
she knows how to use.
Nothing.
She knows how to use Uber Eats,
right? So does my son. My son ordered a poke bowl or whatever you call it, poke bowl from Uber Eats. It was $19 plus $10 delivery charge.
Is the food warm?
It was a $10 delivery charge.
Somebody's getting $30 on a poke bowl.
You have a caviar poke bowl.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
At the house too. By the way, it wasn't like he was away. It was at the house, full fridge, everything everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, $30.
Does he ever order like sweet and sour chicken?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's been your go-to for 20 years.
Yeah,
that's like the only
chicken.
Chinese food that you like.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah,
Lars' best.
General Chow's
chicken.
Yeah, we have that. We order that.
Cookie's getting all serious.
No, I'm not.
Americanized Chinese food.
Yeah, honestly,
oh, it's so good though. Getting back to the Ryder Cup thing.
Yeah.
Why is it such a big deal? It's 20 years away.
I hope
to be alive.
Yeah, I know. If we're alive, we'll be 66 years old.
Right.
We'll need canes.
I'll be in a wheelchair.
We won't be able to walk the course.
My
we'll have to sit under a tree and just watch one hole.
My
dad did.
You'll probably have great grandkids by then.
Yeah.
Jason's wheelchair is going to roll down the hill at number 10.
Right. I'll have to pee. My prostate will be the size of a basketball. I'll have to pee every 30 seconds. Every two groups it goes through, I'm going to have to go pee.
I just think it's just a non-story.
It is for us.
If it was 2035, it'd be a story.
I don't even send Goffman's current day.
I know
2018, let alone 2036.
I know where you'll be.
At the casino.
I'll be at the casino. Look at the frogs.
Don't worry. I'll have tickets to it. Yes. So if you want to go, just let me know.
Right. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, former L.A. Laker Rick Fox joins us coming up at 9 here on The Junkie. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We've got Rick Fox joining us coming up at the top of the hour. You know, one of my kids, my youngest daughter, who is almost 1.5, her go-to show is Sesame Street. Yesterday, there was a big Sesame Street story. Did you see that? You didn't have
of
any
course.
Entertainment page. I always thought Ernie and Bert were brothers.
I never thought about it. There was always the rumor.
I thought they were brothers.
No, there was always the rumor, like in the last 10 years or so, that they were gay. But, yeah, of course, when you're a kid, it never occurs to you.
Right. I don't care if they're gay or whatever. But
Well, that was the story. But now it's a conflict because the writer says they are gay, and the Sesame Street people are saying no.
Why are you mocking me that they wouldn't be brothers?
They're puppets.
I know, but
there's
never been any talk of them being brothers. I don't know why you would just because they assume they're brothers.
Because they had the same room with like beds in the same room.
It's been a long time since I've logged some time with Bert and Ernie.
I'd rather talk Kardashians. Really, we're talking Bert and Ernie.
We found a new nickname for Drab and Valdez.
My mom's old boyfriend, Ernie.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. He's more interesting than Bert and Ernie.
Well, hold on. What was Valdez? Were you speaking just to me or to all the guys?
Everyone. I was saying we found a new nickname for Drab and AWOD.
Bert and Ernie?
Bert and Ernie.
Well, it should be noted that there's a writer who claimed that they were gay, but that the Sesame Street official people say no, they were asexual.
Right.
So, and that rumor had been out for a long time.
How about they're nothing? They're felt puppets.
Exactly.
They have no sort of
right.
No parts. They're felt puppets. Okay. Right. They're not gay. They're not straight. They're nothing.
Right. But huge story though.
It was a big story. It was a big story yesterday. JP is true. He's right about that.
Not my world.
Yeah. I know, but you know what? Not everybody has the Indiana State covering is a top story.
Indiana State. I'm always on them.
You have to focus
on
that.
I'm always on Indiana State every week.
By the way, give a best bet every day.
What time are you giving the best bet? 9:40 again?
9:45.
Yeah,
it's a
show staple.
Are you picking like another random baseball game, or what are you picking?
Well, that's the only thing. What other sports going on? Now?
Preseason hockey.
Japanese baseball is going on right now.
Yeah, Korean baseball.
Is there like friggin', I don't know, terrible football game somewhere?
No, not till tomorrow. No, we got to do baseball tonight. So I'm going to get on. I got to pick one out.
Right.
I'll pick a fatty. Don't worry.
All right.
Big loser.
Fade it. 12:50.
We will.
We're fading everything.
That's what we're doing.
I will fade it until you're done, until they fire you.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would fade anybody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I would definitely fade Cakes.
Full baseball. Not a full baseball schedule. 1, 2, 3, 4. About 8
I haven't
games.
Gotten a tingle yet about the Skins Packers. It hasn't come to me yet.
You're still
It'll
baiting?
Come at some point, but it hasn't yet.
Just do another loser teaser. You'll pay me $5.
I have to stay away from those.
What if you guarantee? Will it work if he guarantees a Packers victory? Would it work?
I don't know.
The
it has to be organic.
Yeah,
he has to
feel it.
You're trying to force things over here.
Yeah, well, I just need a W. As a Skins fan, I need a W. You need to make up that one.
Do you know how bitter people were on the zip line on Friday when you were picking the Skins?
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed winner over the Colts.
They get salty.
Yeah.
I know.
Because they knew the Colts were going to win the game.
Sure. I put the old jinxy cat on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? These things happen sometimes. I was very bullish on the Skins. I thought they were going to smack the Colts around.
When did you realize it was a big loser? Like, how quickly into the game did you realize this is a big loser?
I mean, when they couldn't stop the Colts on any third downs, I was like, this is probably not going to go their way. They allowed them
well,
to convert on 9-16.
Colts went up 7-0. Did they go up 14-0? I can't remember what the sequence of scores were.
That might be right. I think you're right.
I think there was a field goal in the mix beforehand.
So there was 7-3?
I feel like that's the case.
I know as a fan, I was still grasping, and believe me, I knew it would take a total steal, but until Jordan Reed fumbled. And that's when I got bitter. I mean, I was bitter before.
Right.
But, I mean, there was a permutation. There was a way we could still figure it out. And then the Jordan Reed fumbled.
Yeah, it was 7-3, and then this Colts scored to make it 14-3. Right. Once they made it 14-3, I'm thinking it's over.
No, I'm still thinking we can grasp.
I know, you're always grasping.
And I doubled down on thinking what an idiot I was for when you play Survivor in the NFL, the first 3 or 4 weeks, that's not when you gamble. You have to gamble later in the season, like week 7, 8, 9.
So you want to use like your Rams and your big teams, your Jags early?
That's the name of the contest.
Use the gimmies early.
Survivor.
Because people will donk off like Cakes picking the Redskins against the Colts.
Cakes, let's talk about.
I outsmarted myself.
Let's talk about obvious Survivor picks this week.
Yeah.
All right, obvious Survivor picks this week. Vikings over the Bills.
Right. That's the chalkiest of the chalk.
Yes.
I like that one.
Jags over the Titans.
Yep.
I like that one.
Division game.
I would kind of put this one in there. This is their home opener, I believe. I would probably take the Texans over the Giants.
Yeah, but it's 2-0-2 teams you're dancing with.
But
there.
I think the Texans have to play better, and Eli's been so bad. And then
I kind of like
the Eagles. Been so bad.
Oh, he was terrible.
He only has one pick.
Eli stinks.
He stinks.
I'm not saying he's great.
He holds the ball way too long.
He's completely washed up.
He is. He's done.
The Giants completely. completely botched it by drafting Barkley at two. They should have taken Darnold at two. They would have had a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, potentially, on a rookie deal for 5 or 6 years. The Giants botched it. Eli is completely washed.
He's bad. Don't base it off just the picks. He holds the ball way too long. He misses open receivers.
Doesn't go downfield. Yeah. He stinks.
He's awful.
Quarterback rating is 84.
He stinks.
He just
right now.
Goes by numbers. Yeah. Watch the games.
Eli stinks.
All right. So those are the three that I'm picking out.
I also got, now this might be dicey because Wentz is coming back. I kind of like the Eagles at home against the Colts. Did you say that one?
I didn't say that one.
I kind of like that one too.
I've already used the Ravens. I kind of think the Ravens are going to beat Denver.
Why do you like that one?
I also kind of like the Bears against the Cardinals. Like the Bears. On the road. A little dicey.
You like Mitch Trubisky.
I like Khalil Mack against the Cardinals' woeful offense. I don't like Mitch Trubisky that much.
Okay, so I've already burned the Rams. I think I'm burning Jacksonville this week.
All right, got to take a break.
I just got to advance.
Right.
I got to get to week four.
Coming up next, former L.A. Laker, 3-time NBA champion Rick Fox joins us on the Junkies.
Vic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.